Okay, here we go. Hello. We are here for a short hello. That was Grace playing the theme song iPhone.
That's a Semler song. That's an old Semler song. It's called Love You Old Fashioned. Did you know that? I haven't played that song in so long that it was a fear of mine when I was on tour that someone would request it during an encore, and I don't know the chords.
Really?
I would be able to figure it out, but I was nervous that someone may say Love You Old Fashioned, but it's so old. I think a lot of people haven't heard it.
Well, people who are listening to our podcast have.
You just did.
I actually don't know if we've ever told this story on the podcast, but Grace wrote that song for me when we were like only dating for a couple years, probably.
It was a little intense.
Yeah.
To
and
give you a song so early.
You had played it for me just on your guitar when I visited you or something. Mm-hmm. And then on Valentine's Day, I'm pretty sure this was Valentine's Day 2015. So we'd been dating for like less than 2 years. Mm-hmm. We got in the car to go on a date and you surprised me with like a recording of the song.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you had recorded it.
Yeah. I was pretty secretive about it.
Yeah.
What are you doing after work? Oh, nothing. And yeah. It was actually, I think, also recorded by Zach,
mm-hmm.
an early days song. And we were traveling somewhere in the car. And I was like, let me put on this sick song. This song is awesome. This song is great. And I am very proud of it. We are not so proud, though, to be bringing you another short episode. I know that it's been like short episode, long episode, short episode. But in our defense, a few things. In our defense, June is a very busy month for us. We have a lot of birthdays. It is also Pride Month. So we have a lot going on for gay reasons, okay?
Yes, this past week has been very crazy, and it was my birthday yesterday. We're recording this on Sunday. We were sitting on our couch, and I, even as I'm speaking to you right now, can barely keep my eyes open. Literally, my eyes are closed, and I'm talking.
But you know that the deal is this. Whenever we do a short episode, we try and come back full swing for the next week.
Yes.
We try not to miss a week. We always try to check in. We're so thankful that y'all are here and listening. We so appreciate your time and energy and support. And we will be giving that back to you next week with a full episode. But it's Lizzie's birthday. So first of all, a little bit, how dare you? How dare you expect her to perform on her gay birthday? You know, like that's a lot. She's already doing so much, like being gay during Pride in this year of our Lord. That is a lot. And it's her birthday. She turned 49.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being 49, no. But I have a few years till I get there.
Yes. Honestly, 49 sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's a year before 50.
Mm-hmm.
40s are going to be great. I can't wait. Aging is fun.
It is.
Aging is really cool.
It is. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to do an episode about that, actually, at some point. But that day is not today. We need to clean up from dinner. We made fried squash blossoms, and they were so good. We got squash blossoms at the Ojai Farmer's Market before we came home from Ojai. And we're about to watch the rest of the Anna Nicole Smith documentary. And by the rest, I mean maybe 5 more minutes until I say, I'm tired.
That makes me very sad because this is one of my favorite genres of television or film, and I said it as soon as this documentary began. I turned to Lizzie and I said, this is one of my favorite genres of movie or film, which is Hollywood starlet done dirty by the fame machine getting a documentary that shares insight into her life and perspective that also kind of shines a harsh light on how we treat famous women. And I said, and I stand by this as well, when Lindsay Lohan is ready, when Hilary Duff is ready, when those stars that we grew up with are ready, I mean, Demi Lovato's already done a few, but when the others are ready, I guess Selena Gomez did hers too, but
no,
Miley.
Lindsay is the main one that I feel like really needs to say what happened to her.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going on a major tangent. The point is, I got about 20 minutes left in me tonight, mm-hmm. and I have to spend that time like brushing my teeth. So, and going getting in bed. Anyway, thank you for listening. We are really thankful for everyone who listens. We hope that you have a great week ahead. And importantly, happy Juneteenth today. We'll see you next week
on another episode of
Under Our Roof.
Have a great week.